This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Authorities in Saudi Arabia continue to investigate the weekend terrorist attack on a housing complex in Khobar. 22 foreigners died. It's uncertain whether the attack will affect world oil markets, though. Many in the West fear further price hikes. There's been a lot of talk recently about how high oil prices are now. But Stephen Moore, president of the conservative think tank, the Club for Growth, argues that oil is cheap.
There's nothing more infuriating than pulling up your car to the service station and paying $30 or more to fill up your tank with gas. I find myself cursing the oil companies and the Arab countries who rule OPEC more often than I do the New York Yankees these days. But here's some surprising news that may cheer you up. If you think energy is expensive today, your parents and grandparents paid much more than we do now. In fact, the price of oil, gasoline, and electricity have been generally falling for the last 100 years. In today's dollars, gasoline cost $3 a gallon as recently as 1980. When we adjust the price of energy for wages, that is to say, when we ask how long do you have to work to purchase a gallon of gasoline or purchase electricity to light and heat your home, energy costs are about half what they were in 1950 and about one-fourth of what they were in the early 1900s. Today, the typical American works about 10 minutes to purchase a gallon of gas. Before 1950, Americans had to work nearly a full hour to purchase that same gallon. It is also an often repeated myth that the world is running out of oil. It turns out that scientists and media fearmongers have been predicting the end of oil for at least the last century. Way back in 1885, one of America's top geologists predicted that America would soon run out of oil. In 1977, Jimmy Carter, who was always full of doom and gloom, said that we could use up all the oil in the world by the end of the next decade. Fortunately, he was wrong. We're not running on empty. If you're worried about the Earth running out of oil, consider this amazing fact. Guess what date in world history there was the largest volume of known oil reserves on the planet? The answer, today. And tomorrow, we will have more than we did today. This is because we are finding new oil and inventing new economical ways to get at the Earth's oil faster than we are using it up. 50 years ago, for example, no one believed that you could get oil from the bottom of the sea. As the late great economist Julian Simon taught us many years ago, thanks to advances in human know-how, the supply of oil continues to grow over time, even as we use up more oil. That is why oil prices are much more likely to fall over the next decade than to rise. And that's also why, even at $2 a gallon, gasoline is still one of the best bargains out there today.
Stephen Moore is president of the Club for Growth. It's a foundation that promotes the election of financially conservative Republican candidates. The statistics Moore cites come from his book, It's Getting Better All the Time.